1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Thank you. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity that we have to gather to do the public's business. Bless the decisions that we make here and bless the thinking that goes into what we do, and bless the staff that work so hard to make this a special place, and also this special nation that we live in that allows our involvement in this kind of process. In your name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Eric Crawford.
Here.
Patrick Snyder.
Here.
Gary Moore. Howard.
Here.
Chuck Sapp.
Here.
We have one.
That's it, says, time to do this again?
I hardly got started.
I'd like to check my group. All right. I guess February meeting.
Huh.
9 o'clock, we're having fun.
I guess.
Can we keep the same one?
I don't think there's anything to do with that set.
I might move to keep the one we got.
Saturday.
On an honor. All right.
Okay.
I accept.
Okay, I'll accept that.
All right. Is it unanimous?
Unanimous.
All right.
Bless McLaughlin from the Post of Health.
How about a vice chair? Who's currently, that's you, Terry? No? Jerry? Who's Jerry's?
Jerry's right now.
All right. Yeah, let's keep that.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not here to defend himself. He might as well vote for him.
Yeah, we'll have to do another year's apprentice because it's so difficult.
It really is.
He doesn't know how to do
it. Takes an acceptable level of intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
All right, tell Jerry's going to sit another year under me. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
About the consideration of prior minutes.
I absolutely approve this really.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. Anybody have any corrections or additions? Anybody read them?
No, I haven't seen them, but I'll do them.
I was not able to attend last time, so
all
I can't.
Right.
Kind
of.
All right,
look at here today.
Question.
Okay, you call a question, you're going to
let me see. Sorry, I can't think of it. I'll say.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next on the unfinished business, master plan continuation.
Finally received comments from both the FDOT and the FAA. We had a conference call last week with FDOT to discuss their comments. We were waiting the longest on them. I've attached both comments, the letter from DOT and then the two-page email from the FAA. With the master plan, keep in mind that the FAA doesn't approve the master plan, but they do sign off on the airport layout plan, which is a portion of it. Although they did review the whole document, when you look at the comments from the FAA, the majority of them are going to be related to the airport layout plan document, removing or adding little notations and whatnot on that. Now, DOT's comments, nothing really raising a red flag. They did bring up a couple compatible land use questions and the city's 2035 vision plan. Wanted to know how that plan meshed with our master plan. So the consultant is taking all those comments and they're addressing them. They will resubmit to the FAA and FDOT on March 17th. Okay, let's move forward. Any questions?
Industrial product marketing plan, broker policy.
Yeah, last meeting I handed out this broker policy. It's my intent to publish this and get all the brokers in the area working for us and reward them by, you know, if we land a deal, then we'll pay them a certain percentage. I handed this out last meeting and hope that you would take a look at it and offer up any suggestions or comments on it. The next step is to put it in front of council and get their approval.
Has legal looked at it yet, or is that next?
That would be next.
I marked up a couple things on it. One being, I'm in the business, but I think 8% for someone to just bring somebody to the table is pretty on the high side.
Okay.
I've done some work with CBS and a couple other national tenants where we were actually a listing broker. If it's only six, and if we've had a co-broker, which in this case you wouldn't have, if you're not listening to anybody, they would move to 7% and be divided between the two brokers. So I think more than the 6% range would probably be very competitive for what's out there. You may have a study that shows otherwise, but that's just my thoughts. Second thing is, if I'm bringing a tenant to the table and they're creditworthy and they step up and sign, I think your payment schedule should reflect a little more direct payment to the broker at the time of signing the lease to fully execute when you receive your deposits. Maybe half at that point in time. And if it's something they've got to build or get open, and then the second half will come upon the opening date for within 1 year from execution of the lease. The way that thing was worded, I think it could have probably drug out for quite a while.
For semi-annual payments?
Yeah.
That's just my thought. I think if you've got a tenant that's going to step up, they're going to sign a lease, they're going to put good faith money up, or they should, because the minute of the deal is not going to work anyway.
I'll look into that. One of the issues is the airport's cash flow. Depending on how big of a deal it is, 6% could actually be a pretty big number. So stretching it out, you know, over a couple of years would actually help in that respect. But I'll take a look at that.
The other way you could do it would be, what type of security deposit are you thinking about as far as if they're going to lease your property and hire that for a year?
Yeah.
I would think it certainly should be a significant number. It should be, if you're going to lease a $10 million piece of property for $1,000, I wouldn't think so.
No, it all depends on what they're going to propose.
Yeah, that's just my opinion. Jimmy's like that, but they're already got. All I got.
All right.
I wonder if even at 6%, you know, you got a very specialized use piece of property that's not exactly like everything else in the county or around here. You know, residential and so forth, and commercial is maybe different, but 5% to me seems like, you know, a pretty good number for something that, if it has to be with the airport, that needs to be at an airport, is probably more in line, but that's just a comment. I don't have any basis for anything other than I think we're going to make the best deal we can make at 5%. It's a lot better than 7%.
Yeah.
All right. We want to amend the agreement anyway before we recommend it.
How would five work, or is that two?
There could be a circumstance where you could end up with two brokers, and I don't know how that would occur without an exclusive listener. So 5% is not a bad number on something that you're not marketing yourself, you're not putting the brochures together, you're not taking it to the shows, you're not doing anything because you happen to have a tenant that's looking for the land, and the airport adjacency is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 5 or 6% is not unreasonable, I would say, especially if they're going to get paid half upon execution of the lease and half upon commencement of rent.
Why don't we do 5%?
I like that.
See where it goes. Yeah.
I move we change it to 5%.
I'll second.
Well, my only comment was there's nothing going on. And, sometimes it might be a little better to be on the high side is to attract interest.
I don't really think in today's market that's going to make that much difference.
It does to the broker.
But how many airports are in Ocala?
How much land is there in Ocala? I mean, you're talking about, there's some, most of the stuff, a lot of it is not aviation related, if you go anywhere.
Yeah. The broker policy.
Perhaps you have two tiers of commission. You have one for the runway stuff, and the other for the other stuff that you're competing with all other industrial parks.
Like the hardcore up there?
Well, this is a general guideline kind of policy, is it not? I mean, if they come back and they got a deal that's a huge deal, and we're talking about 7%, would we walk away from that?
It will.
Yeah, I mean, brokers looking at this are gonna see what we put in at the time.
Well, I'm by the chair. Non-aviation oriented land is 5% of the gross commission.
The other one, I think it should be.
Yeah, it should be opposite.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be competitive with what else is being offered out there for the non-aviation.
What about aviation?
Aviation may be a little lower because it's unique.
Terry, this format came from the Hernando County Airport? So they're at 8%.
8%, yeah.
Yeah, who wants to be in Hernando County?
Their industrial park is very successful.
Again, that's my thing. You incentivize it, you get more activity.
That's a good point.
And we got zero. I would say you could lower it after we start going.
Books have got a lot of.
There's inertia there.
Oh, that's a thought. Leave it at the 8, and when the 8 is very productive, the cash flow goes up.
People are attracted because of this there. I don't even mind the payment. This is what they're doing down in Hernando. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, we have a motion on the floor that says what?
Five.
Do we have a second on that?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to also, all in favor of reducing the commission to 5%? Motion table. All right.
I like both schools of thought, you know.
Yeah, I
like saving money like everybody else.
Favor your tier.
Let's just keep it simple and then negotiate.
Well, let's do it like this. I would really do it like this, and at the end of the year, if it's not producing something, we look at it and readdress it.
Okay. Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
So you guys.
So move the policy.
We didn't do anything except the further. Well, we talked about.
After a robust discussion. Full of chock full of great ideas.
Randy's throwing all our money away.
Particularly the chairman.
Yeah.
That's why I want the minutes. Sure. Yeah. Airport engineering consultant.
The RFQ's been drafted. It was submitted to purchasing last month, and I was advised this morning that it is slowly reaching the top of the pile. I was told that it would go out in mid-March. We're currently out of our contract. Our solutions contract with the city ended second week of February, I think. But we're in a gap right now. But that's not affecting any projects. I mean, RSNH, though they're not under contract with the city anymore, they're still under contract to finish the master plan. And they still have that obligation. So. That was just advisory.
All right, next, new business.
I met with representatives from the FAA's airport district office about 2 weeks ago. They had somewhat of a reorganization down there where new project their project managers were assigned different airports, so they just kind of changed things up a bit. The gentleman that we had worked with, Richard Owen, is no longer our representative down there, so we have a new person. Her name is Jennifer. She's a professional engineer. She came up and showed her the airport, showed her some of the projects that we've got going on and what we're looking to do in the future. Jim Wickstrom came up from FDOT as well, and so I gave a tour to the two of them. Had a good discussion. Again, talked about master plan, CIP, and future funding. It was good. She was impressed. She had never been up here before.
Cool. Any questions?
Just advisory. I've got a agricultural lease opportunity. I was approached by a peanut farmer a couple days ago, interested in leasing some of the vacant properties, non-aviation properties on the airport. He made a very compelling argument. They would clean up the site, limb all the trees, remove the smaller ones, get rid of all the brush, all the growth, plant the peanuts.
Richard Barber?
Carl Ayers.
Hmm?
Carl Ayers. He's currently farming it's about 100 acres just north of 40, north of the airport right there.
One of the things that peanuts bring, of course, is birds. So, I don't know how doves aren't exactly, but they do bring a lot of doves, because that's a good place to go shoot doves.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what the compatibility of any kind of farming and birds of any kind, whatever, treated with the FAA, so you need to look at the
I forwarded the request to the FAA. They're looking into it right now. I mean, there's precedent. Lots of airports have got grazing and farmland plants.
Well, grazing is one thing, grow crops.
No, I mean, it's everything. They've got grazing crops. They grow corn, you name it. It's a good interim use if we can get beyond the wildlife issue.
Where is the property?
Everything that's available is highlighted in pink on that map.
So it's essentially all over the industrial.
It's basically the industrial park, yeah. And everything's outside of the fence.
Well, limbing up the trees, to get agriculture to work, you don't want any trees. To get industry to work and so forth, and the ordinances and so forth that the city has violated so closely in the past, there's a little sensitivity to that now. So what, what do you cut down and what don't you cut?
The bigger, when we went out there, I mean, obviously the trees that you can't touch your fingers when you try and hug it, those would end up staying. He's talking about some of the smaller scrub oak that are growing up. But we haven't approved anything yet. We can set those limitations. We can have him leave anything.
I think
we
need to look.
4 inches in diameter.
You need to look at that in concert with what the city's trying to do with trees and the other kind of things that we have. Because, we got into down there, cut down some big oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that we were sure that we weren't cutting down any big oak trees, they were like that big. So still got pictures of them somewhere. So, I mean,
That's an issue that we can work out.
If you can balance that kind of thing out, I think it's a very reasonable idea.
Now, he's not proposing to do it all at once. He's going to phase into the whole deal. He's looking to take down the first couple hundred acres, hopefully by March 18th, if we can get the terms agreed upon. And starts that he can have his first yield in November.
Well, I would think, this just correct me if I'm wrong, we've got a realtor here that can look at that. There's other peanut farmers, that do the same thing he does. So I would think without proposing that, if you're going to do that, I think you'd almost be needing to advertise it and look for the best opportunity, because it would work for other people the same way. Because you're talking about very basic, for free land, what's that worth? So,
it's not free. He would be paying us.
Oh, I understand. But what he pays for it is the question. Is there somebody who would pay more?
Well, he's proposing to match what he's paying across the street at $75 an acre per year for an interim agricultural use that he maintains. I don't have to cut it anymore. I don't have to spend staff time out there.
I have no idea what it's worth.
I don't know what it qualifies for agricultural service.
No.
Now, we do have a lease with water and sewer for their drip irrigation, and that too is an interim use based on a interim ground lease rate. And if I recall correctly, it's pretty close to that same number.
No, he's not. The drip irrigation is in another area.
That's correct. We won't be touching any of that stuff.
They're all incompatible.
Yeah. A little black tube joining them.
Yeah, we've got into those kind of things before where somebody comes in and makes an offer to do something, you jump in and do that. And then two or three others, like I know Richard Barber's in this area out here, Siler, there's I'm not the peanut business by any means, I don't know much about it, but I know there's a number of people in it. So, I mean, it would probably be worth asking, and the guy that's probably the University of Florida guy and so forth, up at the Ag Station and Citra, Danny Corbett, could probably tell us on an average basis what it goes for. He works for the University of Florida, runs that agricultural experimental station, and is a peanut farmer himself on the side. I can put you in touch with him, what generally it goes for.
Sure, okay.
And it goes for $150 an acre, and we didn't check that, we rented to somebody for $75, and we haven't done a very good job from a fiduciary standpoint. And he's in a rush to do it in a hurry, but we don't need to be in a rush to do it by March. And he needs to be in a rush to crop in the ground.
If he's near the market, I give deference to the guy that has the gumption to bring it to us. That had the foresight to seek out the opportunity, unless it's glaringly different. You know, it's $5 an acre difference, I'd give it the guy that put the bug in your ear. But do we have a problem with it conceptually? And why don't we let Matt investigate if we're not like dead opposed to it? Assuming the FAA doesn't say nothing.
So there are issues. I'm sitting here looking at report wildlife strikes and a sign right there. Maybe think about it for birds. So, you got that plus the tree thing that needs to be shook out from the standpoint of the value of the property. I mean, you're requiring the industrial tenant to leave or plant so many trees. There's a lot of trees that can be left that count if it becomes a value to the piece of property. So you kind of got to balance all that, and you got to figure out what it goes for. We found out very quickly. I'm making a couple of calls, what peanut land goes for, to rent for acre, because that's done all the time.
Well, in the very least, we can update our appraisal when we did it for the drip irrigation. It's the same basic rating, interim agricultural use.
Well, drip irrigation is a very specialized thing, because only the city does.
No. It's an interim use. So whether it's an agricultural use or drip irrigation, we're not building anything. It's not obstructing anything really. So that's the rate that it would end up being based on. Yeah. That appraisal was conducted about 6 years ago. That updated that one with 1%. So it'd be pretty easy just to get it updated. But I will get with you, and I'll get that contact information after the meeting.
And Danny's I just know him to speak to him. I don't know him real well. But I know his wife. She works for Florida Citizen Bank, where I'm involved.
Sure. Okay.
And I know he runs the agricultural station for UF, etc. And is a peanut farmer.
So one of the issues that we talked about on this project internally with staff was that if we do go forward with it, that any kind of future economic activity the crops wouldn't preclude us from pursuing future economic development, like more permanent.
That's a year to year kind of,
basically, yeah. It's
one of the problems.
He plants in March and he harvests in November. So we're not gonna sign a deal and have somebody move dirt in that time frame. I've never seen a ton that quick. So
But it could happen. Those are kind of the, you had an industrial tenant and they could use a piece of property. Because you got to wait till November till he cuts the crop, and somebody has the ability and wanted to fast track something to move more quickly. That's 6 months down the road. And you could build something with
the water and sewer or water permitting, moving dirt, getting authorizations.
Right now, when you look at what the economic development look from the city and the county standpoint is.
Yeah.
They're dedicating themselves to making that kind of thing happen because of the competitive nature of other communities.
Absolutely.
So it'd be a shame to lose something over a peanut farm because we couldn't get the property.
But what I'm saying is nothing would move within 6 months. By the time...
I can't buy it.
Well...
But I mean, you need to look into that as well.
We know it's going to be an issue and we'll address it in the agreement. But I mean,
what if your agreement that you have the right to terminate it and not reimburse them, but you can tell them on the side, all likelihood you'll never lose a crop because of the time it takes to permit these things.
And those are the things that we talked about internally. Yeah. That I agree.
That would be something for.
We'll just say proceed.
Okay.
Come back with a recommendation. Concern to Terry, note his concern about trees removal. The peanut land that I've seen is just scarified of anything. It's got blank. That's the best for them. They don't want that.
They don't want any trees.
They don't want any trees.
Hey, the airport board, we need to get the hunting rights in there so that the airport.
Exactly. As long as we don't shoot any planes.
Leeward Air Range had one. We got a really good outfield out there.
They're in the county.
You got to get the priorities right.
All right. Next.
All right. Fuel and ops. These are the fuel deliveries. This should have been changed. This is 2014. Not all that great.
The weather wasn't all that great either.
Well, and that's my next slide. These are the operations. 2013's on the left, 2014's on the right. Total operations in January 2013 was just shy of 5,000. In 2014, it was about 4,300. So quite a difference. Yeah, the weather was terrible.
How's the restaurant doing?
Gained 2 pounds.
It's doing excellent.
Yeah. He's pleased with the traffic?
Yeah, he's very pleased enough with the comments. We're up to 7 to 7 every day.
Oh, good.
We have 4 days he's going to go out to close for holidays.
I spoke to Bruce a couple days ago. He said that, initially it would get slammed around the 12 o'clock lunch hour and the line would be out the door. Now it's getting more spread out and much more manageable. And so it's staying more consistent over a longer period of time for him. I guess his dinners are getting a little busier now, too. The food is top notch.
Yeah. It's getting a good, Sunday brunch prep.
He's a good cook.
All right, anything else on ops?
That's it. Did a fuel price comparison. On the left is, I tried to focus it as best I could. Trying to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just kill a fluorescent light and see us.
Yeah, that's. Hey, there we go. It's real touchy.
That helps. I love my contact lens for her.
Feel younger.
So
jet fuel's on the left. Self-serve avgas is in the center, and then full-serve avgas is on the right. Landmark's highlighted in orange. The self-serve avgas still in the middle of the pack, which is where we really want it to be. So we're really happy to see that. Personally, jet fuel might be on the high side compared to everyone else up there. And the full-serve avgas is right in its historic location.
Okay.
Okay.
Nodded off there.
All right.
your mellow voice had me just so soothed.
Oh. I should have been an attorney.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Any persons wishing to appear? What are you all doing here?
Mr. Runs out completely out of something to do.
Yeah. Anybody want to talk to us? How's it going, Paul?
A little better starting off here.
Good.
Start it out. Turn out.
Right.
A little more.
All right.
How about maintenance? How's maintenance doing?
As well as I would hope. I talked to him, Matt's talked to him about doing some more marketing. So they did just hire a salesman to go out and promote them. So hopefully that will make a difference.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I sent the corporate office a nasty gram last week. I looked at their corporate website, and it didn't have Ocala's address, didn't have Ocala's phone number, didn't mention that they had a satellite facility in Ocala. Had one picture, one or two pictures of the mechanics in Ocala working on airplanes, but I was not pleased when I saw that.
But they have changed that.
They did. They didn't let me know, so I didn't check. So go on and check out.
So it could be better if they had.
Okay.
So hopefully, like I said, this new sales. I've not met in person. I've talked to him. Hopefully that'll make an improvement.
Okay. All right. Any comments from the board?
I just have one question. How much ahead of time do you have the minutes from this meeting prepared? Could we get them electronically a day or two before?
They do send them out.
Yeah, they send them out. She sends them out.
You need more than a can in this tray, Harry.
Got anything else? There's none. We're going to move to adjourn.
I must not so move.
Thank you. We'll check them out.
All right.
If you need anything,
where you go?
To the GM meeting in Tampa. Take it tomorrow off, and then Saturday
morning. So you gotta go to Ybor and Riverwalk.
Well, I want to tell you something. The last few ones I've been to, I don't know why they just don't have it on music. I had the music and I enjoyed it because we got to keep the staff.
Yeah.
Like the accounts that we deal with.
Sure.
Headquarters. Because the other locations,